We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hello, and it's my second audio post in 2 days, which is very unusual for me, I know. Apologies about the sound level or the noise around me. I've just literally decided to plug in my new desk studio microphone, which is the Rode NT USB, and I've yet to set it up correctly. And I thought basically I just wanted to try the microphone out for an initial test straight out of the box, and that's what I've done. I've used, from a desk mount up until now, I've used the Blue microphone, and been quite impressed with that, but I'd heard a lot of good reviews about the Rode NT USB, which is another USB microphone that, for me, collects directly into the iMac, and I'm using, at this moment in time, GarageBand to record a track, ready to go out onto Audio Boom, and SoundCloud and a couple of other places. Excuse me. So I've literally taken it out of the box after taking delivery and just wanted to see what it was like in terms of sound quality. So I'm monitoring through the headset. It's placed on my desk, which isn't ideal because if I do move or if my chair moves, it picks up everything at the moment. So the sound levels aren't perfect. Saying that, listening to the quality of the sound, I can already hear very slight, but I can hear some major improvements actually over the other microphone. The Rode NT USB, like I say, it comes with a desk mount. The desk mount, Rode are pretty good at good quality equipment. The desk mount that it comes with that you have to attach to is made of plastic, and it's nice, black as always. But it does feel a little bit sort of cheaper than their normal products or accessories that go with the products. That said, I'll mostly be going to mount it onto a hanging platform anyway, so that there's no contact with any surface. But that's going to have to happen in time once I've added some soundproof into the particular office that I'm using at the moment. Because obviously you can hear a little bit of echo because I'm not in my usual room that I record in. It's very much an office situation with, and bleeps going off, plaster walls and no real softness to soak up the noise. The NT USB, it looks a nice microphone. You'll see an image of that on the thumbnail if you can see that. It's a cardioid microphone. They sort of promote it for use as for vocals, linked into some musical aspects, I suppose, if you're playing a guitar or instruments and stuff like that. But I picked up pretty much because I think it is a good vocal microphone for audio posting. And obviously at the moment I tend to use, particularly in my kit, I tend to record audio mainly via sort of portable devices, using the range of Rode microphones that I have. I don't really do a huge amount of audio recording via a desk microphone, if you like. The only time I do tend to use this is if I'm doing soundtracks to go with some of the videos that I do, or if I want a soundtrack to go over one of the YouTube vlogs or something like that. So like I say, the quality is a bit echoey at the moment. I can hear that in my headphones. But overall, once I've got things sorted out, it should be a lot better. And apologies, I've got bleeps going off because I haven't turned all the gadgets off and things like that. So the microphone has arrived. It comes with a pop shield, which I think is already making a difference because I do use occasionally a pop shield on the Blue microphone, the Blue Yeti that I have. And I can already tell that that's making quite a difference. I'm about 6 inches away from the microphone, which they suggest. I've yet to experiment whether I need to come a lot closer as I am now or whether it'll pick up from further back, although I am confined by my headphones, which are on a very short lead at the moment. I haven't bought the extension cable in. So like I say, it comes with a tripod desk stand, a ring mount. It even comes with a storage pouch. And I know that this could be the first desk microphone I actually put in my kit bag if I want to set up an interview on audio using a microphone that perhaps might pick up more of an ambient sound in an interview situation, and maybe picking up some more of the atmosphere. I'm not sure yet. I'll have to see how that goes. It comes with 6 meters of cable, believe it or not. And I think that's more aimed at the musical side of things. If you wanted this microphone on a stand close to, somebody playing an instrument or a vocalist or something, so that's really good. not so good when you need to wire it all up on your desk. It comes, and this is where I've got to get used to, you've got a direct mix control between the mic input and the source output. You've got the headset controls. Seems pretty straightforward. And overall, the look of it looks really good, but obviously it's the quality, and hopefully, you know, when I listen to this back, it'll give me a better insight, and I'll experiment a little bit more. And I'll also be doing a preview and a review of the mic on the YouTube channel, so you can have a look at it in more detail, and I'll get that up in the next few days, hopefully. But overall, that's why I thought I'd just post this very quick audio post. Initially, quite impressed with the NT-USB from Rode that I've just plugged in, and we'll see how it goes. Okay, cheers.